Because what the other two dentists don't realize is that when this man does not fulfill launching his vision, he is robbed of his sleep. He's not sleeping as well as the other two. He's not resting the way the other two are able to rest. He's not satisfied the way the other two are satisfied because he carries a burden that they don't carry. The other people can rest, but you don't get to rest because you know that that vision is still there.
Welcome to Messaging for Impact, a podcast hosted by Queenette Wobodo, founder of Profitable Coach Institute. Queenette guides you on growing your business and sales confidence. Join Queenette as she dives deep into the world of messaging mastery, helping you attract the right audience, enroll paying clients, and create a lasting impact with your message. Get ready to enroll the right fit clients effectively and efficiently, while still having plenty of space in your calendar for family and fun. It's time to transform your messaging and generate clients on demand. And remember, you are an unstoppable queen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another amazing episode. Today, I am going to talk about something that, again, is really near and dear to my heart. Everything is near and dear to my heart if you haven't gotten that already. So today we're going to talk about launch your vision. Okay. So I'm going to share with you some personal things that I've been going through that have been very, very challenging. And the reason why I share the personal things that have been challenging for me is so you know that you are not alone. You are literally not alone. And so over the past, I think you've heard me say this over and over again. I've been going through a spiritual awakening, seeking clarity. I really believe in authenticity and making sure that I use my voice in the way that my voice was designed to use, that I'm operating from my higher self. And that's what I desire for you too, is that you are truly living your authentic life and sharing the things that you were called to share, knowing that you are truly you're a phenomenon. Like, no one else has your fingerprint. You will never be duplicated. You can never be replicated again, ever, 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 ever. And so while we are here, I think that it is imperative that we say the things that we were called to say, because only we can say it in the way that we say it, right? And so this whole vision has really been in my heart, because I do see myself as a visionary. If you're listening to this, you are probably a visionary. And so a visionary is just someone who has a vision that they can see really clearly. And they've been dreaming up about this vision for a while. And every time you think about the vision, you see it in terms of images, but more likely you probably see it in form of a movie, something that is happening. It has a life, it has a pulse to it. It's almost like when I think about big vision that I have, I see women, I see girls, I see they're learning, they're growing, they're evolving. I see funding the nonprofits. Like, I see different visions, right? I see my coaching offers, people getting the help that they need. Like, so some of the visions I'm already living into. I remember vision before, the kind of family I want, the kind of love that I knew I could have, right? Living into some of those visions. So there's a vision. I call it that vision that you are wanting to launch and create right now and create into reality. That vision is what I'm going to be referencing in this episode. Okay. So, if you are feeling any sort of like dissatisfaction with your business and your life, because that's where I found myself before. Again, my soul is like, Queenette, like, are we really in alignment? Whenever is your winter season, and whenever you feel like you're in your wilderness season, your soul is literally just trying to redirect you and help you clarify. It's not that you've been in the wrong place. It just means that sometimes you've reached the end of a particular conversation. So a lot of times you don't need to like rebrand, redo things or reinvent. Sometimes you do, but sometimes when it's like a, it's when it's like a, yeah, like when you've, when you, let's say, for example, you know, you were in alignment in a previous season, and now it feels like, all right, something is slightly different. I need either a pivot, an elegant pivot, or I need to reinvent or something like that. Nothing was wrong with what you did before. Sometimes it's just about the conversation you were having. That's it. Like, it's complete. You have nothing else to offer that conversation, right? And so what you want to do is be able, open and available to what conversation wants to happen now. What's the conversation that you are looking to have without feeling like you did something wrong, or it has to be this 360. A lot of people want to like, this doesn't work anymore. This is not, and it's just like, it doesn't have to be that, right? So if you're feeling any sort of dissatisfaction with your life or your business right now, it's probably because you haven't launched that vision. You haven't launched that vision that keeps you up at night. And you've had this vision, and the truth is, most people don't see it and they don't understand it. And so you question it, right? What people don't understand about you, that someone that carries a vision, this is why I was like, okay, visionaries, right? Is that you see your visions clearly. Like you see it playing out, like if it's a movie, like if it's a movie you're watching in a theater, right? And so when you explain it to them and they don't get it, it really hurts. For me, it's so painful. It's so sad. It has made me feel like I'm crazy because why would God give me such a vivid image and an imagination and show this to me so clearly if you did not want me to create it, if you did not want me to launch it, if you did not want me to make it a reality? And so can you imagine living in your body and you keep seeing these visions, and then let's say you're getting coaching around it and the coach doesn't see it, or friends and family don't see it and they don't understand it. When you talk about it, their eyes glaze over, like they don't get it. That is very isolating and sad, and it hurts. I don't know other way to describe it, and it just makes you feel like you're crazy. Like, is this really a good idea? Am I bugging? Am I tripping? Do I'm not am I not seeing this in the right, quote unquote, right way? Right. So one thing to think about is like, why don't you trust yourself enough to around the vision that you have, right? Like, why don't you trust yourself, right? And what I've learned is that not launching the vision is a form of like self-abandonment. Literally, it's like a form of self-hate on some level, because like what I just shared before, I used to feel like this anger. Like I used to feel anger for not trusting myself. Like, why don't you just trust yourself to do it? Who cares if they don't get it? Who cares if the coach doesn't understand it? Who cares if these people don't understand? Like, why isn't the vision you have, Queenette, strong enough for you to just launch it, for you to just create it? Like, why, right? And so doubting what you see in your vision, honestly, is like gaslighting yourself for years. And I did that to myself. It's like gaslighting yourself for years, hoping and praying that somebody, you run across somebody that's gonna get it, that's gonna see it, so you can launch it, right? So like, what if you just decided, like, you know what, that's enough. Like, enough is enough. Like, what I see is enough. Like, what I see is confirmation, and you didn't have to get confirmation or validation from other people. I remember I was talking to a friend one time, right? And she worked with let me see, let me use a different set of people so we can provide privacy. Okay, let's say she worked in a what was she let's say she worked in a dentist office, right? And she was working with like two other dentists, right? And she said that one of the dentists in her office is such a, like, he's always have these visions and he always have these ideas, and me and the other dentists are always telling him, like, you know, like, that's not gonna work, don't do that, like, why do you want to, like, you know, change things, like, we're stable right now. And he keeps talking about all these things that he sees that can make our practice better, and we just keep telling him like, no, like, no. And when we were talking, out of nowhere, don't ask me why, I just started tearing up. I just started tearing up, and it made me so, even now, I'm like, why are you remembering this? Like, it made me so emotional for the dentist that's the visionary, and listening to the other two people that don't get it. He said, she said, for years, he's been saying all these things for years, and I just teared up. And I felt so bad for him because I know how painful it is to have a vision that is so clear, right? God designed all of us differently. I know that some of us was just called, we were given these vivid visions that we did not ask for, that if we just see things, we just see it. Like I didn't ask to see it the way I see it, right? He didn't ask to see what he sees it, right? And trust me. And so when she was sharing this with me, it just made me tear up, and she was looking at me, and I was just like, that's the hardest thing for a visionary to do, is to share their vision, and people don't understand it. And I said to her, I imagine he probably feels alone. She's like, yeah, like, we always like telling him, like, you know, when, you know, he can't do this. And I offer, I said, hey, I'll be happy to talk to him and stuff like that. Because what a visionary need is other visionaries, right? And other people who are designed like strategists, like and people who can create plans around that visionary's vision, and people who can create a pathway, hold them accountable with support and help them with their leadership so they can create the vision that they see. And so I say what visionaries need is a pal, a pal, PAL, like, you know, a pal. You have a pal, like a pen pal. And the P is for pathway, A is for accountability, and L is leadership, right? To launch their vision and to stop allowing this unfulfilled, unlaunched vision to rob them of their peace, to rob them of their rest, to rob them of their satisfaction. Because what the other two dentists don't realize is that when this man does not fulfill launching his vision, he is robbed of his sleep. He's not sleeping as well as the other two. He's not resting the way the other two are able to rest. He's not satisfied the way the other two are satisfied because he carries a burden that they don't carry. He carries a vision. And I say a burden and a vision, I don't use that in terms of, oh, our vision is a burden. I'm saying that we were given, right? Those of us who were given, right? This purpose, we were given this because we were the one called with it. And so the other people can rest, but you don't get to rest because you know that that vision is still there. That vision won't let you rest because it keeps coming up over and over and over. And even when you try to let it go, it does not let go, which is what you try to explain to people, they don't freaking get. And you can hear my frustration. I'm telling you firsthand how very exhausting and annoying it is for a visionary to be talking to somebody who does not know how to help them create it, who does not know how to wrap around a plan, a strategy, help me with accountability and support, because I do have a lot of ideas, but how do I create it, right? And that's what we need. Not you can't do it, it's not possible. That's the wrong thing. Visionaries, you do not need people who see your vision. You need people who can help you launch the vision. Because if you keep looking for help, like, do you see it? Do you see it? Do you see it? You're looking for validation you'll never get. You're looking for confirmation you'll never get. What you need is launch folks, strategic folks, people who are expanders. I touched on that in the previous episode, right? So I want you to know, right? Like the light in your eyes can only shine as brightly as the vision you allow yourself to launch. Okay. No one talks about the secret pain that people with a big vision that are stuck in their hearts and minds are experiencing. Only you know that, Jesus, this keeps coming up. Every so often this comes up. Every so often this comes up. And it's like, dag, like, will I die? Will I die before I launch this? Will I ever have enough courage to launch it? Or will I die with it? And only you know that. So the truth is, your life is already good. You are blessed. You're doing well, right? But there's more, right? There's that vision that still needs to be brought to reality. That vision, the one that needs to be loved, respected, and launched. It's there. And a visionary. Nobody understands a visionary like another visionary, right? Your vision is not wrong, right? People just don't get it. And so, what you need is someone that's going to help you clarify the vision, crystallize it into a strategic plan, a solid plan with a strategy, hold you accountable with support to make it a reality, right? And so, if you're tired of people telling you your visions won't work, I see you, I hear you, and I completely understand you. But you also have to understand that they were not given that vision. They cannot see what you see. It's actually unfair for us to keep bringing our vision to people who are not expanders or know how to launch or strategically plan and keep trying to convince people who are not designed to understand to be in, you know, to be for us what we want them to be when they cannot, right? It doesn't mean something is wrong with your vision. It just means that you're giving people the impossible task to do, right? So it is up to you to go look and find people who are designed to help visionaries launch. Okay. So it's impossible for them to see it. Look for help to launch it. Don't look for help for them to see it. Two totally different energy and space. And you're going to see when you're looking for people to help you launch it, it's so different from when you're looking for someone to understand you and get you. And please make sure you understand this so I cannot make a mistake. You're a visionary. You are a visionary, right? You are a visionary. So, again, I always say, like, oh, you know, when I look at the Cosby Show, I create the family. When I look at my coaches and mentors, I was able to grow my business and replace my 9 to 5. Like, we are all visionaries, right? Most of us are visionaries, like the kind of visionaries I'm talking about with a particular vision that you know you are here to create, right? So we have to treat our visionaries with more love, more honor, more respect, truly, because a visionary, right, is the person that created the light bulb. A visionary is the one that created the airplane, right? A visionary created the internet. These are all visionaries. And visionary is not a status symbol, right? It's not about your location or your income level. It's that you see something others do not see, right? You see something others do not see. So if you make yourself wrong, we don't have the light bulb. You make yourself wrong, we don't have the airplane. You make yourself wrong, we don't have the internet. You make yourself wrong, we don't have AI. You make yourself wrong. And there's a lot of things that we have now that we just simply don't have. A visionary sounds absolutely crazy until they launch that vision. Do you understand? So don't look for somebody to see it. That's not your goal as a visionary. You were gifted that vision. So don't look at it as a burden. It's truly a gift. And you take that gift to, if you have a, sh if you want to create a shoe, you go to a shoemaker. And you take that vision of the shoe that you want to be created to a shoemaker and help them help you create the vision of the shoe. You know what I mean? So, as a visionary, take it to a launcher, somebody that helps you launch and create that pathway for you, right? And that helps you strategically put it together. What's the plan? What's the strategy, right? What's the step by step? And then also, as a visionary, you need some guardrails, which is where in my process, I call it. You need that accountability part. The accountability looks like support and accountability. So here are your next steps. So even though you're a visionary, you need guardrails in terms of, okay, are we progressing? Here's the milestones, right? I do that for my clients. Here are the milestones. So here's the next step. You literally, as crazy as it sounds, you have the vision, but you need guidance and handholding that steps with you as you move, because you consume a lot of information, you consume a lot of things, and so you can get indecision, you can get confused, you can get overwhelmed. And so that's why you need the process and the pathway, right? So this is so important. I see you as a visionary. I love you as a visionary. Without you, there is no progress. Without you, progress does not exist. So put some respect on your name, honor yourself more, love on yourself more, respect those visions a lot more, and go be with and around people who only help you launch it. You don't need people who have to see it. Now, if they see it, it's a bonus. I happen to be one of those coaches and strategists who is a visionary myself, but part of my anointing is helping people launch something that other people don't ever understand. And when they come, they're like, oh my God, thank you, Queenette. Oh my God, I'm so happy you get it. It's only because I only get it because I have the same quote unquote gift. You know what I mean? I understand these are tears I've shed myself, and it's so frustrating, right? You can hear it. It's so frustrating when people don't get it. If you, here's what I want to literally say. Like, I'm like, the enemy of visionary is people who be like, oh no, you can't do that. Oh no, that's not a good idea. Like, I want to say I hate these people because hate is a strong word, but those are the people that makes me cry. What I really want to say, right, is I want to tell them to please step aside. Right? Step aside and stop killing people with that have dreams and visions. Step aside. Say, I can't do it. Just say, I can't do it. And then you go. Leave them alone, because without them, we don't have progress. Without you, there is no progress. Understand that. Okay? That is it for this episode. If you need any assistance, message me. Let's chat. Let's talk. Let's see if you're a good fit. I prefer to work with visionaries for a year, launching their visions, and launching their visions in a way that actually makes sense for them. It's one-on-one coaching. And if you have any questions around that, let me know. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of Messaging for Impact with your host, Queenette Wobodo. We hope you've gained valuable insights and inspiration to fuel your entrepreneurial journey. If you found today's episode helpful, please consider subscribing, rating, and leaving a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower women entrepreneurs like you. Remember, your message has the power to change lives, starting with your own. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore the strategies and mindset shifts that will help you leave a lasting legacy through your business. Until then, keep believing in your limitless potential and keep sharing your message for impact.